The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, it looks like the battle for Warner Brothers is over after Netflix walked away from the table following Paramount Skydance's latest offer. To discuss the details, I'm joined by Russ Mould, who's investment director with AJ Bell. Hello, Russ.
Good morning to you, Claire.
So this was a battle of the ages. The boss of Netflix on the BBC earlier in the week, and he seemed to be really gung-ho for the big takeover. Here we are just a couple of days later, and it's all over. Why?
Yeah, well, in the end, Paramount raised their bid. I think it was the ninth offer that they'd made for Warner Brothers Discovery in the end, and Warner Brothers finally cracked and decided that they were offering the better bid, A, because it was higher, at the equivalent of 94 billion euros, and secondly, because it was all cash. Whereas the Netflix offer was more complicated. There was cash, there was Netflix shares, and then the spin-off of the Warner Brothers cable business onto the stock market, hoping that that would prove to be worth something as well. And Paramount were also offering to pay Netflix's break fee, pay a fee if there's a delay in the deal. So they were basically coming up, more money, simpler deal, more insurance if anything went wrong. And in the end, Warner Brothers have decided that that's the offer that they're going to go down.
Mm-hmm. And for Netflix then, did they just stop seeing the value in this as the price kept spiraling?
I think that's a really good way of describing it. And what was intriguing was that this bid battle started in early December, and right the way through it, Netflix's share price went down and down and down. So it actually went down by a quarter in just 2 months. And that was the shareholders, I think, effectively saying, look, we know you want it, but for pity's sake, please don't overpay for it and get involved in an ego battle with another media mogul. And give Netflix their credit. They've set their market down. This is what we think is a fair price. They haven't gone above it. Now they've walked away, and the share price actually went up 9% last night in the US after they walked away, which the shareholders saying, thank you ever so much for keeping you calm.
You did the right thing. I mean, this was causing a huge kerfuffle in the movie and entertainment industry, wasn't it? There were huge fears around Netflix, whether they were founded or not, Netflix taking over this company, Warner Brothers, because it was viewed as being a move away from cinemas, a sector that's already suffering.
Yeah, that was a concern. I mean, Netflix's co-bosses, Ted Sarandos and Greg Peters, were doing their best to reassure people that movies would still go into cinema and be given a theatrical time in the cinema before they went to streaming onto the TV. I'm not sure everybody in Hollywood was completely convinced, but we shall see. I mean, in the end, Paramount would have that option if they wanted to, because they've got their own streaming business, Paramount Plus, and now they've also got HBO and Max from Warner Brothers, potentially. But I think Paramount was seen as being more inclined towards keeping things on a cinematic basis. But what Netflix had done their best to argue not. I guess the big issue now is for people like you and I, the regulator still got to approve this deal because there is a lot of overlap between their businesses. Paramount is now going to have three streaming businesses, Paramount Plus, HBO and Max. Does it fold them into one? What does it do with its prices? So the regulator in America and indeed around the rest of the world will be looking at this deal. And so it's not an absolute certainty to go through.
You know, people are scrutinising it as well because of questions around where the Paramount money is coming from. Because Larry Ellison, who's the tech billionaire, he has backed this company, hasn't he? It's run by his son, David. But the money's coming from Larry, isn't it?
A lot of it is. And also it's coming from Middle Eastern sovereign wealth funds. So in theory, there are some very, very deep pockets and powerful people backing this bid. So again, it is an all cash offer. And that was clearly one of the things that swayed Warner Brothers, particularly once they took a view that the money that Paramount Skydance was indeed, as you say, good for the money.
Okay. And there are also concerns that Donald Trump was involved here by way of his son-in-law, who was supportive of the Paramount takeover. So that'll be another issue that will be examined in the light of this.
I'm sure it was something that was weighing on the Netflix's board thinking. And also the president himself, having previously said he'd keep his nose out of the situation, then, as he would, stuck his nose in it when a Netflix board member, a former senior figure in the Obama and Biden administrations, she spoke on a podcast and said that if the Democrats win the next US presidential election, they will come after companies who bent the knee to Trump and there will be retribution. Trump didn't take too kindly to that and was calling on Netflix to sack her. So again, I think that prospect of, again, political pressure, and maybe that would influence the regulatory response, may have persuaded Netflix that discretion was the better part of valor.
Was this one of the bigger takeover stories, Ross, that you've seen in recent times?
94 billion euros is a lot of money in anybody's language, Claire. So I think, yeah, it's been a huge deal. And the fact that you've had some big media businesses banging heads is always interesting as well. I think, I mean, we can now kind of argue that Paramount, quote, is the winner. But just remember, AOL bought Time Warner, the origins of the Warner Brothers business, in the late 1990s, got rid of it within 5 or 6 years. AT&T bought Time Warner in the late 2010s, got rid of it within 4 or 5 years. And Warner Brothers Discovery, only a four-year-old business, was about to be broken up last year because that merger hadn't gone well. So there have been three big deals involving these assets, and there's been buyer's remorse every time. So I think the really big winners of all are the shareholders in Warner Brothers Discovery. The shares were trading at $8 last spring, and that if this deal goes through, they're going to get $31 a share in cash just, you know, a year or two
later.
That's extraordinary. They're the winners.
That is extraordinary for the big shareholders in Warner Brothers, right? They're the ones who come out best out of all of this.
Correct.
And the rest of us just get to talk about it, Russ.
Well, it's keeping me busy anyway. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever.
Good stuff, and we're delighted to chat to you. Thanks so much. That's Russ Mould, who is Investment Director with AJ Bell.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.